This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nuclear weapons in the 21st century. Conversation with colleague Peter Husey about the People's Republic of China's nuclear weapons. More and more and more. What are they for? Where do they intend to use them? And how and why? Nuclear weapon does not stay over there. Comes your way in destruction of the culture, of the region, of agriculture. So why so many? Why more all the time? Peter Husey addresses that. Much more of this tonight. Nuclear weapons in the 21st century, not trade war, nuke war. Peter Husey.
Oh, no, they say they have a minimal number, and they don't tell us how it is, but they say they have a no-first-use policy, meaning they lie about that all the time, because you read the tea leaves where they say, but Japan, you come to the defense of Taiwan, we'll do what happened to you in World War II. Well, you know what happened to them in World War II. They got nuked, and the war was over. So the Chinese don't talk about their stuff, and here in America, we've had this fight over, well, how many do they have? 500, 400, and every day you turn around. Admiral Richard once said, every time he went back to the intelligence people and said, okay, give me an update about China's nuclear weapons, they had to double their previous estimate, okay? So it became a fight over, well, how many do they have, as opposed to a much more important question is, what are they going to do with what they have? What are they planning to do, which goes exactly to your question. And there, we have not been talking about that as much as we should, because if you talk to the smart people, they're saying that's the question the military needs to have answered, is what are they going to do with these nuclear weapons that they weren't able to do previously before they had, they only had 100 or 200, and now they're going to have 1,500 long-range weapons. What about if they have, as Jim Howe says, 3,000, including the theater systems? We haven't laid out a plan of how to defeat that.